precious Neshama. We find mentioned for the first time the terms chok u'nishba in reference to mitzvahs. There's an interesting mechilta which indirectly defines, maybe directly defines for us what we mean by chok u'nishbot. The mechilta says that chok refers to Shmirah Shabbos and nishbot refers to Kibbutz Avohem. It's the motion of a mechilta. And perhaps based on that mechilta as a mokor, we find the distinction mentioned in the Rishonim that chok refers to those mitzvahs, the reason for which we do not know. Shabbos is a good example. Nishbot refers to mitzvahs bein odom l'chaveiro, the reasons that are for which are very well known to us. A person doesn't have to have a pilpul to understand why you have to give kovet to a father and mother, why you have to have fear and respect for them. It's pashut, like 2 and 2 is 4. So the question poses itself, why did Hashem not wait until Kabbalah Satorah, which is the next parsha in the Chumash, Yisro, to give us Chukim and Mishpatim? What was the rush that in the Midbar, before Kabbalah Satorah, we were given those two categories of mitzvahs, chukim u'mishpatim? The Ramban gives us a very basic reason as to why we were given mishpatim. We had an entire nation of Eden in the Midbar, and there were many opportunities among themselves and with strangers who came to the camp for different type of assistance and help. There were many reasons why we had to be given mishpatim. We should go out of our way to help people. That's what a mishpat is, bein odom l'chaveiro, to give of ourselves to others. The Ramban says Hashem didn't want us to just be a close family, chase people away from us, have nothing to do with them, don't welcome them to come and bother us, quote unquote. So the answer of the Ramban, the explanation of the Ramban is a very pashut one and a good one as to why we were given mishpatim. But the question arises, why we were given chukim? We could have gotten along in the Midbar for a little while till Kabbalah Satorah wasn't so far away without a lot of chukim. Why did we have to be given chukim before Kabbalah Satorah? Shatnez, Pasuvacholov. We could have waited till Kabbalah Satorah. There was no rush, Mechora. If you look at the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, Rashi comments that the Chumash starts out the Eina HaMishpatim with a Vav HaChibur. And Rashi indicates that this is to tell us that the Mishpatim in Parshas Mishpatim were also given to us at Har Sinai. We have the Aseres Hadibros at Har Sinai in Parshas Yisro. The Eina HaMishpatim, and these Mishpatim connected with the Aseres Hadibros were also given to us on Har Sinai. That's what Rashi says. I was 18, from 18 to 21. I was zocheh to learn by a very extraordinary Talmud Chacham and a gevaltig tzaddik, Rav Rogoff, zocheh tzaddik livracha. At 21, I started to learn by the Rav Zitzel. And I heard once Rav Rogoff Zitzel give a gevaltig perush to that Rashi that I want to share with you. Whatever Rav Rogoff was such an extraordinary person, I can't begin this. His Beinodom Lechavero, his midos were not real. He never turned a back on a Talmid. If he would be talking to us in the shir room, in the hall, or in the Beis Medrash, and he finished talking to us, he would back away from us. Unbelievable. He once asked us, we were kids, 18 years old. We didn't have the brains to ask him for mechila when the Yomi Neroyim came. So he asked us for mechila. With tears in his eyes, he asked us for mechila. That was his midos, extraordinary person. So he once said as follows. That Rashi, the Chumash, the Torah, is making a special comment, a special point, to emphasize that the Mishpatim were also given to us in Har Sinai. Just like the Aseres Hadibros were given in Har Sinai, the Mishpatim were also given to us in Har Sinai. Why is that so important? Mishpatim, we just said, are mitzvahs, the reasons for which we understand. So he said the Eibishter was afraid that because they're rational commandments, we understand why they were given. Therefore, there's a very real danger that we'll rationalize. And whenever the Yetzer Hara will rise against us and get us to go against one of these rational mitzvahs, we'll rise to our defense and we'll find reasons why it's not an Avera. We'll rationalize. In this case, it's not stealing. In this case, I didn't do anything wrong. And that will be, our whole life will be that way. For the mitzvahs, bein odom machavera, the mishpatim, will find excuses for them. It will end up living without observing them. Chas v'shalom. For example, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Kuf Samech Al Hei, Rov B'Gezel, the majority of people are nichshul in Gezel. Sounds shocking. Most of the people we know have go around with guns and on shoulders and their holsters. Most of the people we know seem to be upright citizens. That's got nothing. They're not a bunch of crooks. None of us view ourselves as crooks. And none of us view our friends as crooks. Thank God we're a bunch of decent people. We don't associate with people like that, and we have nothing to do with them. But Rashi is telling us that the Sedra starts with a Vav HaChibur, V'Eina HaMishpatim. Hashem didn't want to depend upon our good graces and our good judgment. And Hashem well understood that the Yidden will rationalize. As Rashi says in Baba Basra that I just mentioned, Rov Begezel. Rashi says it don't mean people will go and hold up a bank or hold up a jewelry store. That's not the Gezel we're talking about. Rov people are not Gazlonim like that. Rashi explains Rov Begezel because they'll rationalize and they'll say, this is not Gezel. That's why we're afraid that most of the people will be Nichshol and Gezel, and they are Gazlonim, because they will excuse their behavior, and this will not be Gezel. Whatever they feel like doing, taking something that doesn't belong to them, they'll say it's not Gezel. That's what Avrogos itself, how he used to explain to Rashi. So Rashi has to insist and point out to us the Eina Hamishpatim, just like the Aseres Hadibros were given in Har Sinai, the Eina Hamishpatim, the following mitzvahs in Parshas Mishpatim, were also given in Har Sinai, and they also have to be observed as if they're chukim. Hashem gives a mitzvah in Har Sinai, we can't rationalize it away. The mitzvah was given, we're finished, we're stuck with it, so to speak. We can't just vanish it away. It's impossible. That's why it's mentioned the luchos were given connected together. The luchos are two sets of commandments. The right hand luach is Bein Odom L'Hamakom Anochi Hashem Elokecho Asher Oseisicho Meretz Mitzrayim. The left hand luach is Bein Odom L'Chavero Mosidnov, Mosinov, Motirtzoch, etc. Mosana Bereyecho Ad Shoker. And they're both connected together. They're inseparable. They're inseparable. Share with you a Gevaltik Rambam. It's in the end of Hilchus Malachim, Perich Ches, Hamoch Yud Ches. At the end of the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, almost at the end. Again, Perich Ches, Hamoch Yud Aleph. Rambam says a very big chidush. Goyim who observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach are considered to be among the Hasidei Umos HaOlam. It's the Gevaltik chidush. The Hasidei Umos HaOlam are those Goyim who observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach that were given to Noach and his descendants. They're the Hasidei Umos HaOlam, and they merit Olam Haba. That's what the Gemara says about Hasidei Umos HaOlam. Kol HaMakabo Sheva Mitzvahs, the Nizor Masosan, and he's careful to observe them, Arezem Hasidei Umos HaOlam. It's the motion of the Rambam. Yeshmo Chenek Olam Haba spells out for us their extraordinary reward. But he qualifies this. V'hu shekibel oson v'yasa oson v'ipnei shetziva bohen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This, however, is only if they observe the mitzvah, sheva mitzvah b'nei Noah, because Hashem gave us a commandment that we have to observe them. He commanded Noah and his descendants, they have to observe these sheva mitzvahs. Avolimoson, but if he did the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noah, nitnei hechreya hadas, ein ze ir tosho, the ein ona chasite umos ha'omom. What if he observes the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noah? Because the seichel tells him it's the right thing to do. It's wrong to kill somebody. It's wrong to steal from somebody. Why cause an animal tsar painlessly, needlessly? We cause an animal tsar. They're all rational commandments. If a person does the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noah, but he does it because his own seichel tells him it's the right thing to do, not because it's a mitzvah from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ein zem ger toshav. He's not considered a ger toshav from the chasidei umos ha'olam. Eino mechasidei umos ha'olam v'lo mechachmeihem. He's not from the chasidei, neither is he from the chasidei umos ha'olam, nor is he from the wise men of the umos ha'olam. And I wanted to explain the end of this Rambam, that he's not from the chasidei umos ha'olam really needs no explanation, because what they do has nothing to do with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If Hashem wasn't around altogether, it would still, their seichel would still tell them they shouldn't kill and they shouldn't steal. So why they're not from the chasidei umos ha'olam, we understand very clearly that nothing to do with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why should it be for chasidei umos ha'olam? But the puzzling thing in the Rambam, and that which Bezrat Hashem B'Neder I'd like to explain, is why the Rambam says they're not from the chasidei umos ha'olam, neither are they from the chachomim of the umos ha'olam. It's very hard. The Goyim had great philosophers, Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, anybody you want, they can choose the names from a philosophy book. They were great thinkers, they were great philosophers, among the greatest philosophers that mankind has produced. So why can't these people, they can't be from the chasidei umos ha'olam? But why shouldn't they be from the chachamim of the umos ha'olam? Can't take away their brains from them. They had their own brains, and they figured out that it's wrong to kill, it's wrong to steal. So they can be from the chachamim of the umos ha'olam. I wanted to say the pshat in the Rambam is as follows. You know why these people who are shomrei sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, not because they're mitzvahs, but because it's the right thing to do, they understand it's the right thing to do. You know why they're not considered from the chachomim of the umos ha'olam? Because they don't have the brains to realize that if these mitzvahs will be observed, just because our seichel tells us to observe them, they won't last, and they will be no guide for social behavior. Mankind will get nothing from such a code of ethics. Because every mitzvah that we come to will just excuse our behavior, will rationalize, which is the fancy English word for what I'm saying, and will say, it's not stealing, I'm not doing anything wrong. And there's no barrier. A person's father or mother will say something that annoys them, or want to discipline them. And before we know what happens, we started to talk back. Before we're even aware of what goes on, we start to talk back. Because they annoyed us. Well, that's the pshat in the Rambam. That a person who observes the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach because of his seichel, not al tzivui from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because the seichel tells us it's the wrong thing to do. He's not mechasideihem, they're not mechochmeihem. He's neither of their chasidim, because what he does is not related to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And neither is he from their chachomim, because he doesn't realize that this type of thinking will result in wanton behavior where people will do whatever they want. I'm going to tell you an interesting story. I wasn't planning to mention it. It pops into my mind now. Somebody once gave me a paperback, a book on philosophy. So I thumbed through it just to see what was doing there. And of course I came to the presentation that there's no Torah means Shemayim. Whatever we do, that's right. We understand that it's right, and so on. And I was very anxious to see how is he going to end up this book. The short little paperbacks, I was able to look at the end of it. I wanted to see how is he going to end up. How do we determine with seichel what's right and what's wrong? And I'm happy to tell you, there was no answer in the book. That's the book's answer. There was no answer in the book. I was looking for this basic question for the, how does he answer it? How will we get out of this mess that we're talking about today? If there's no divine edict, then we'll never know what's right and wrong. We can excuse away out of existence anything we want and say that it's wrong. I mean, it's right. It's not wrong. And I wasn't surprised. He had no answer. It was left a question mark. That's why the parsha starts out Ve'ena Hamishpatim, to impress upon us that the Mishpatim also were given to us on Har Sinai together with the Chukim. Just like Chukim have to be observed because they're divine edicts, Hashem said so, Mishpatim also have to be observed the same way, even though we understand the reason. But we must do them because they're edicts from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not because we understand why. The Gevaltik Chidush is extremely true. Hashem should help each of us to subordinate our intellect to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be Zoicha to this world and Olam HaBa.